up, guys?
Good morning, brother. Good to see you. Let's show you this stuff.
During the 1990 season, Sean Landetta and rock star Jon Bon Jovi developed a strong friendship that has lasted 25 years and counting.
So, I mean, I had met Jon. We were out in the city one night and asked him if he'd like to come to practice. And being a Johnny fan, he is, absolutely. And I asked Bill, I cleared it with him. And I'm glad to hear that he yelled at you, so, you know, you fit in with the rest of us.
Yeah.
You didn't escape that. But, yeah, it's just one of those things that he came to practice, and me being a big fan of rock and roll music and his songs, we formed a friendship.
There we are.
Oh, my God. Look at that. That was in your girlfriend.
Now, 25 years later, we can look back on it with great memories.
Yeah, look.
Pretty good photographer.
It's so true. Look at that.
Bon Jovi also had a passion for photography, and when Sean introduced him to Giants photographer Mike Malarkey, they came up with an idea that would make the 1990 season one he'd never forget.
Being on the sideline is a privilege, and it's really rarefied air. This is a period in time when practices weren't open to the public. Sideline passes were verboten, and unfortunately for me, meeting Mike through Sean, and Mike Malarkey said, come over here, hold this camera bag. It was really important to me not to stand out. It was make sure that you could be as close to being one of the staff as possible. So you tuck your hair up, the cheap pair of sunglasses and a t-shirt. You know, in that rare occasion, I had a sleeveless shirt on because I would go out of my way to make sure that something like that Superman tattoo didn't stand out. You'd keep your head down. You were there to be a crew member. You were there behind the cameras. You know, you were holding the camera back. You were looking like an assistant, not like the rock star trying to be on the sideline. And so because of that, the photographers did the same kind of thing. And that's how I was able to, you know, make friendships. Because I wasn't looking, it wasn't about me, it was about the game.
And here.
Yeah, right.
Got you all camouflaged up a little bit.
Yeah, on enemy territory.
I was fortunate enough to go to away games. I was fortunate enough to be in Frisco for the playoffs. And Phil was hurt, and Haas was doing his job out there. So I got to spend all that quality time with Phil Simms, and it was amazing. And Otis Anderson, and LT, and Carl Banks, and Sean, and the Giants were on a roll.
You were at the NFC Championship game in San Francisco.
Yes, I was. Matty Barr. Matty Barr.
Remember that? That was awesome.
And it all goes on his shoulders.
Snap. Spot. Kick is away. It's got the distance. It is good. Good.
And the
good.
Giants are going to Tampa Bay. It's over for the three-peats. It's over.
And Giant football in the Super Bowl.
There was a true sense of great American spirit in the building. The feeling in the stadium was unlike anything else that I could, certainly in my adult years, remember or since. Because, you know, the nation had come together in such a way with Kuwait.
Holy Grail right here.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Right.
Our guy, John, gets these cool T-shirts made up. It says, Show No Mercy.
This is before Under Armour and Nike existed in the whole...
Yeah, the original layer. Under Armour guy. I mean, can you imagine? We all wore these
with
under
the Bon Jovi
our shoulder
logo
patch.
And the Giant logo.
Yeah,
on the,
yeah.
And they wore these right underneath their Super Bowl uniforms. Yeah.
I don't know if you believe in things like that or whatever, but, you know, just a... It was a little spark, you know what I'm saying? That you said to yourself, wow, look what he did for us.
They were all placed on the on their stools in the lockers.
No, this is awesome. You know, 25 years later, I can't believe it was 25 years. Jeez.
Remember, because of the Gulf War, I thought I was going to see you during the game on the sideline, but you couldn't get down because of security.
Someone came up and got me in the box during the game. They said they want you down on the field.
And remember, I turn and there you are before Norwood's going to kick. And you and I are like this, watching that kick.
On that moment when Sean's talking about us being on the sideline for the kick, I was holding one of those plastic satellite little dish things. Some guy yelled at me, said, hold this. You just did what you were told. And then when the kick went wide, we literally ran out on the turf. Before the press, well, they were still saying a prayer back in those days. Before the champagne came out, everybody took a knee.
Right.
Mr. Young said, come on in that dressing room. before they closed the door, before anybody got in, when they took a knee, I was there. You know, that was crazy ridiculous for a singer from a rock band in New Jersey.
I was telling them when I got the ring made for you, remember that?
I sure do.
That's you know, cool. It is one of my absolute most prized possessions of anything I have. You know, having met Sean, having been introduced to the Giant organization, and then ultimately, you know, being able to share in something like that, it's unbelievable. The Giants have shaped John Bon Jovi's life. It's all deep blue. Everything I do is deep blue.